Good morning. Wow, is it ever cool to actually see people in a sanctuary instead of the one eye I would look at each week? It is so good to see you here today. Well, a couple things we're going to do today. During the worship, instead of us passing baskets around, we're going to ask that you, if you have an offering to make, you just come up to the altar, drop off your offering. You can still worship. Head back to your seat. You can worship, and it'll all be good. We're going to ask that you still maintain as best as you can social distancing. We are streaming live, which means people watch what we do, and we want to be a good example to people in this day. So we'll honor those things that we've been taught to honor recently. Man, it's a joy to see you. You know, I was a little scared and a little nervous today. I said, oh, man, I haven't talked to people in a while. Like, I was a little anxious, and I'd say, what do I wear? And then I thought, how about we start with the things that still fit? So, the old extra large is just sporting really good. I want you to be able to enter into worship. I want you to listen to what the Spirit says. Listen to what He says and respond in like manner. If you're sitting in your seat and your heart is touched, say, Jesus, come in. Jesus, come in. Change me. Help me. Make me new. You can do that right in your seat during the worship, because I think there's going to be a sweet spirit in here. And I'm going to encourage you to enter into the worship. I ask that in Jesus' name. If you're a mom and you have babies, there is a bathroom with a counter. It's the cleanest counter in the county until you put your little kid on there and dirty it up. It's going to be a changing table as well. You can clean up after you're done with cleaning your baby up if you need to do that. Sally, am I missing anything? Oh, and the people in the upper room at home who couldn't be here for lots of reasons, but being compromised is one of them. We just ask it right where you're at. You enter in with us and worship and praise. And we'll be glad when we get to be together with you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is a freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the water, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hand. Jesus.
There is a name.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. Jesus, Jesus. Who walks on the water, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hand. Jesus, there is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. Jesus, Jesus. Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever live, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. 'Cause holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. 'Cause holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. And I will build my life upon your love. is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken, 'cause I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken, 'cause holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart, and lead me in your love to those around me. Your love is devoted like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. And your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. 'Cause faithful you have been, and faithful you will be, as you pledge yourself to me. And that's why I sing your praise, will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. And you fathered the orphan, your kindness makes us whole. And you shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free from all her guilt, and known by all her shame, and known by her true name. And that's why I sing your praise, will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. And that's why I sing your praise with ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Sing it to him.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. And fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Oh, sing Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you've already said, Jesus, be my Savior. Come into my heart and change me. I give you rule of my life. If you've already done that, praise God. You're a child of the King. But we're asking for Him by His Spirit to come right now. And in this day, especially this day, to ask Him to come and baptize you in His Spirit. You know, John the Baptist was good at what he did. He baptized people with water, didn't he? He'd come in, he'd take them, they'd confess their sins, they'd repent, and boom, down for the count, and he'd pull them back up. It's powerful. But if you're a believer, and you know who Jesus is, and you've never come to the place where you said, Jesus, I want to be baptized by your Spirit. Because John said, there's one that's coming after me that's greater. I baptize with water, but he baptizes with fire. Right where you're sitting, right where you are, by his Spirit, you ask him to come and baptize you right now. That's between you and him. Because until then, you don't walk in power. You can't sustain, really, in any kind of effective way, without the power of the Holy Spirit in you. I'm just going to share this very quick. I have had the privilege of meeting with the Bishop of the Catholic Church in Green Bay several times now. And the reason why I meet with him is because he has a fire for his church for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit to flow and move in the church. Do you know what that means? Revival will come to the Catholic Church. And you know what he does? He prays for me. He prays for me that I would walk by the Spirit. I wanted to say, Bishop, dude, I'm walking by the Spirit. Well, Lord, let him walk better by the Spirit. Let him ask for more. And that's what this really is. So as Pastor Joel just finishes this up, just right where you're at, say, Holy Spirit, come. You will not receive him unless you ask for him. So you ask for that Spirit to come and baptize you and fill you with the fullness of who God is. In Jesus' name.
Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
Jesus. Jesus. If you made that decision to ask the Holy Spirit to come in to your heart, we'll have time at the end of the service for you to pray with somebody. And by the way, they'll maintain all the proper distances and all that stuff. But they want to pray for you. And you say, I don't know really what I just did, but I felt something. It was kind of, and they will lead you through a really special prayer. And we'll do that at the end of the service. It's powerful. You may be seated. Good morning. For those that don't know, my name is Mike LeClaire. I'm the pastor of Living Hope Church. And as I said earlier on, what a joy it is to see you here in this place. My hope is that while you were away, you actually grew and you found that you connected in relationships with your family members, and you've maybe found that you can connect with Jesus on a deeper level in the quiet place. That's the challenge. Take that home with you. I'll throw one more thing out. This is just my opinion, but this isn't the last of these kinds of things. We will brace up for all the things that are coming, but God is in you, and he will guide you through this, and you will grow in him during tough times. Jesus said you will have tribulation, but that's a different message, and I'm getting a little excited because I haven't been here for a while. So, Sally, if you could come. This is Sally LeClaire. This is the wife of the pastor of Living Hope Church.
I know I love the pastor. For some of you that saw that video. It's great to be here. I don't know about you, but I had a sister in the Lord, Deborah, who said she's changed. She said this a while ago before all the stay-at-home stuff. And just even when she said that, it was like, she said she's changed. She didn't go, I'm changed. Come on. It wasn't anything like that. And you know what? I am changed.
Yes.
I am changed. I am changed. And you can be changed too. And it's by the power of his word and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So let's stand for the reading of his holy word today.
Amen.
And I want you to get a picture in your head, in your mind, of what this great day looked like way back then. Are you ready? Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Can you imagine that? And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya, adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. You ready for this? And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams. And young men shall see visions. And your young men, old men, shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Woo! Amen.
Shall be saved.
Shall be saved. I think I want. Can I get a little bit of what you have? And could you just pray for me a little bit before we get started?
Sure.
Yeah, you better. Well, just give me about 85% of that. So just.
I don't know how to dial it down, baby.
Okay.
Thank you, Father God. Jesus. Holy Spirit. We quiet our hearts because we know you want us to listen. But you also want us to see the great and marvelous works that you are about to do to bring glory to your name. And right now, Father God, I pray for Mike, Pastor Mike, who's going to preach the word, your holy word that's full of power, full of healing, full of, wow, change, powerful change, all for your glory and your kingdom. So the words that come out of his mouth are not Mike LeClaire's, but they are yours. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. How about I walk you down here? You shall receive power. Before we get to the power, let's paint the trail that brought us to this place. We go back a couple months. We spoke of the trail to get to Jesus. Actually, in our studies at home, there's been a lot of things that pointed us to the place where we're at today, and it's Old Testament stuff. But what I want you to know is that in the Old Testament, there are things given to us that point to this very day. Things like the Passover. Things like Pentecost and times of harvest festivals that the Jews celebrated. They take us back and they teach us forward what's going to happen in these last days that we live in. And it's pretty excited. So what happened? I'm going to go back to Palm Sunday, the week before Easter. And we see Jesus coming into town, riding on the donkey, the colt, the foal of a donkey. And people are giving him praise. One of the first things he does is he gets to the temple. Temple's a big deal to the Jew. And he comes to the temple. And he sees what's happening in the temple, which is the house of God. And he sees money changers overcharging people, cheating them on their exchanges of money. And he gets upset. Our Savior got angry. And the Bible says that he tipped over the money tables. He whipping, I don't know if he's whipping people or whipping tables or just snapping the whip, scaring people. And he said, my Father's house will be called a house of prayer. You see, you've made it a den of thieves, but it will be called a house of prayer. Wow. We begin to see Jesus' passion for that which he loves. So what happens after Palm Sunday? We know a week later, and I'm fast-forwarding through this to get the story out, but a week later, Jesus has his Last Supper, makes his way to the garden, but before he gets to the garden, he prays to the Father. And this is the true prayer of Jesus Christ. He prays to the Father and his relationship between the Father and himself. He prays for us and our relationship with him, that we would all be one another, be united as one. He prays for the church, that they would be connected to each other, you and me, connected as brothers and sisters in Christ. Why did I get excited about somebody from a different denomination than me? Because he's of the body of Christ. And we are to be together. Are there differences? There's all kinds of differences. If I sat down, there'd be a whole bunch of differences that we had from one to another. But our foundational understanding is that Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus died for our sins, and that's exactly what he did. He goes to the garden. He asked the Lord if he'd take the cup from him. Then he says, not my will, yours be done. I'm going to drink the cup of the wrath of God so that you and I don't have to. And then we know what happens after that. He goes to a couple kangaroo courts. found guilty. He's beaten. He's humiliated. He's spit upon. He's whipped. He's scourged. He goes to the cross. Nails are put in his hands and his feet. We know that he comes to the very end. At about the sixth hour, he takes his last breath. And with that last breath, he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. The work that he came to do was now done. And he says, it is finished. And the Bible says that the spirit left him. The Roman soldiers come by, drive the spear in his rib cage to make sure that he was dead. And he was dead as a doornail, dead. And we know that 3 days later, he was seen by Mary Magdalene. She goes to the tomb, and she sees him. And he says, go back and tell the others. We go through this whole process of them trying to figure out, is it really him? How could this be? We knew up here, but we didn't know in here. Is it really him? Is it really him? And for the next 40 days, he is seen by over 500 people, the Bible says, that had seen him, or he reached out to them. What does that mean? Our Lord is risen, just like he said. And we celebrated that on Easter Sunday. So for 40 days and 40 nights, he is alive and well on this earth, connecting with people. And as he comes to the end of his time here, he has a meeting with the disciples. And he gives them the great commission, which is to go into all the world and preach the good news, preach the gospel. And he sends them, and he says, but before you go, wait. Wait before you go. That's a big deal. So for 10 days, the apostles are meeting together in the upper room. Right now, I don't know how many days it's going to be, but we have people that are compromised. They can't be here with us today. It's so sad, but we understand. And they're what Sally calls the upper room right now. They're praying for us right now. They're listening to everything I'm saying right now. James is probably saying he should be really be wearing something different. You know, where's his hat? He's not wearing his baseball hat. You know. But for 10 days. And then, 10 days later, they're gathered together in a room. It is actually the day of Pentecost, which the Jewish people celebrated. It's a wheat harvest. And wheat oftentimes represents the soul of man. They use that as an analogy and a picture. And wheat is the soul of man. And it's a harvest of the souls. Actually, it's a wheat harvest, but with Jesus, it's a harvest of souls. It's the harvest of souls. I want you to think about that a second. Remember last week on a video I talked about, and I think I might be changing. I'm learning something new all the time, but he separates the wheat from the chaff and the goats from the sheep, right? And there's a picture of heaven and hell with that. But sometimes when I think he separates the wheat from the chaff, sometimes it's he's separating me from my sin. He's separating me from my garbage, my trash. And when he throws me up and winnows me in the threshing floor, the wheat stays, but the chaff, the Bible says, is burned in the fire. Wow, pretty interesting, isn't it? That's my take on it. You can do your study on it and get a deeper picture than that, but that's how I see it. So what happens? The Bible says as they're gathered together, there's about all the disciples, the apostles are there, the disciples at that time, and they're praying. And as they're praying, the Bible says that, and you heard Sally read it, that the Spirit came in like a rushing mighty wind. And the Spirit comes. And we don't know where the Spirit comes from, it says in the book of John. Where it came from, but where it goes, but it leads us. And the Spirit of God comes and breathes life. In the book of Genesis, at creation time, the Bible says that God made Adam from the dirt, the dust of the earth, and he formed him and fashioned him. And then it says he breathed life into him. Today, when you ask for the Holy Spirit to come into you, he is breathing spiritual life into you. And the picture from Old Testament to New just always blows me away. It's such a beautiful thing. Now what? I'm walking around, I have some power. I have some authority. I have some zeal. I have some passion. I'm loving God greater than I ever loved him because I know more. Why? Because the Spirit is talking to me all the time. He's revealing to me all the time and to you all the time who he is. He breathes life and he breathes power into me. He gives me gifts. It says in 1 Corinthians, it says it in Romans, it says it in Acts. He gives us gifts. What kind of gifts? You heard somebody give a message earlier in the service. Cindy, thank you for that word. Thank you for being obedient to speak that word as God gave it to you. That's a gift from God. You don't just get to do that. And if you do try to do that without the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll all know. We'll say, shut up. That's nonsense. But when it's done by the power of the Holy Spirit, we welcome it. We take it. It's God speaking to us. It says, at that time, people began to speak in tongues, other tongues. And in that day, those other tongues, Jews were coming from all over the world for this festival at Pentecost. And they're coming from all over. They spoke different languages. But they heard everything in their own language. As the apostles spoke, how'd that happen? They spoke in other tongues. Were they multilingual, bilingual? No. It was the Spirit of God speaking through them to them. There's another kind of tongues that God gives as a gift. It's been a while since I've been up here. I'm breathing hard already. And it's tongues for worshiping God. What am I saying when I speak in tongues worshiping the other God? I have absolutely no idea. I just know that the Spirit of God is worshiping God, the Father, through me. And I get to be a part of that worship. Love it. What did I just say? I don't know. But I know this. God knows. And he receives it in its perfect praise and perfect worship. So when I talk in here about worshiping God in the Spirit, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, but I don't even know what I'm saying. You don't need to. My words are useless sometimes. Begin to speak in other tongues. And in that day, it was for a purpose. And the purpose is that the people of different languages from different nations would come and they would receive what the prophets were speaking to them, what the apostles were speaking to them. How powerful is that? And he takes the gifts, and the gifts go on. Gifts of healing and miracles. We have people here who pray for people and expect them to get healed of what they have. Why? Because they believe in the power of the Holy Spirit working through him, and they have the gift that he has given them for that. Thank you, Jesus, for people who pray with power and expectation because they're filled with the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. We have some people get the